Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to KER Politics. Got the next two-thirds of the show, three-quarters of the show, I should say, with Jimmy. Then we're going to talk with Jose Nino about his views on the leaked abortion documents. Jimmy and I are going to start out here. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in America. Really, America is losing sight. Unfortunately, I have to say, this was really brought to my attention when I was up late one night listening to Tucker Carlson. You know, we are really, really letting our country down by not focusing on what's wrong with our country. And there are a number of things that are wrong with our country right now. We're more concerned, I should say, the politicians seem to be more concerned, quite frankly, you know, about Ukraine, which I think is a big issue. I don't think it's a small issue, but I think that that's an issue that we really probably, at this moment in time, really maybe should stay out of, because we have too much going on in our country right now. I mean, the baby formula thing is a good example, but it's not a trite example, but it's kind of a minor example in my mind, Jimmy, compared to what's going on in the economy, what's going on at the border. We're going to talk about those issues later on in the show. But what's going on in the economy right now is absolutely crazy, and it's really going to hurt the average American. It's hurting me, and I'm not the average American, but it is hurting me in the sense that regular gas, Jim, down in Ferndale, which is our local area, as you know, regular gas is now $5 a gallon. And if you want to buy a high test, either the second, the middle grade, or the highest grade, you're over $6 a gallon. That has basically changed my life. And I have to really be cognizant of where I'm going to drive and where I'm not going to drive. The government doesn't seem to care about that. Comments?
Well, yeah, this administration, I think, is actually encouraging increase in gas prices. And the reason why is because they want to push a green agenda.
Yeah.
And they want people to suffer at the pump in order to achieve alternative fuels and cut carbon emissions.
Yeah.
That's been pretty clear. Many members of this administration, or I will say this regime, have said it publicly.
Yeah.
And the Energy Secretary, the Commerce Secretary, the White House in actual press briefings, and as well as Biden and others. And of course, that's being pushed by, you know, a very progressive left agenda, mm-hmm. which is that is using the climate change issue as a political tool. And that's what we're facing with that. And you're right, Al, there are so many issues right now that Americans are facing.
Yeah.
That the administration is failing on because they want to push various agendas mm-hmm. through their, you know, I would say authoritarian philosophies. They don't care about the voters.
No.
It is quite clear they are pushing policies that Americans vehemently disagree with.
Yeah.
I'll give examples. The border.
Yeah.
You know, 75% to 80% of Americans want a secure border and they don't want illegal immigration. Yet this administration is letting over 2 million people into the country already.
Yeah.
And they've made other overtures in order to create even more movement by dropping this, Title 42 issues, allowing people not to be pushed back because of COVID restrictions. They're letting, you know, young children in. And unfortunately, it's very much encouraging corruption, coyotes that, people that traffic humans across the border, and puts a tremendous strain on local and state governments.
Mm-hmm.
And voters are against that.
Yeah.
Voters are very worried about inflation and gas prices. They don't care. They don't care what people think about it right now. That when I say they, I mean this administration, this regime, because they're pushing these agendas for political purposes. They're pushing pronouns on, you know, gender identity on mm-hmm. major corporations. They're pushing vaccinations that are actual experimental drugs on Americans, in spite of the fact that, you know, many people you know, in spite of the fear, are very leery about what has happened. And of course, so they're forcing, you know, these expenditures with, you know, Ukraine and other areas with people, you know, aren't necessarily supportive of, but they don't care. They just don't care, which means you have to question what's going on in their mind when they completely ignore those types of polling that says they're just deteriorating with the American public, but they're still pushing these agendas.
Well, I'll tell you, Jimmy, jumping in here for maybe next minute or so, I want to say that I agree with you, obviously, 100%, and I want to say why. Number one, an open border is clearly against the law. It's against the existing laws in the United States, and the administration is simply not enforcing those laws. That is very definitely detrimental for the average American, and it's great to feel sorry for illegal immigrants, et cetera, but there has to be a way to handle that situation without just letting them flow into the country. I mean, the amount of illegal drugs that are getting in the country, we're doing everything we can to support the coyotes. There's no question about that. And I want to say not just the coyotes, but the cartel. We're giving them ways to make a huge amount of money, either in terms of illegal trafficking of people or illegal trafficking of drugs. And, you know, what about Mr. and Mrs. Joe America, who happened to live, let's say, in Los Angeles, who happened to live in San Diego, who happened to live in Seattle, that are really paying for these things? How can anybody support the progressives when they have an agenda that not only is against the American laws that you and I, Jimmy, grew up with? How can they support an administration, an Oval Office comprised of people who are willing to break the law? And our current Oval Office is willing to do that. Boy, if you can answer that question, you'll make my weekend, I have to tell you, Jim.
I don't understand how these people that are actually in this administration think they can continually circumvent the law unless they believe that their support is there. Or here's the alternative, and we can talk about it later in the show, that they believe they can control the election process. Mm-hmm. And that is the most frightening concern of me.
Of course.
You know,
it is.
I just want to follow up on what you're saying, Al. Fentanyl deaths topped 100,000 people in 2021. 107,000 people died from fentanyl overdoses, according to the CDC, in 2021,
right,
last year. Massive increase. And we're seeing this continuation. And of course, a lot of this fentanyl is being produced in China and it's illicitly brought in here. We're destroying ourselves over these issues. And what is this administration doing about it? They want to open up, take away Trump's tariffs on China. They want to open up the border even farther. They want to allow this to continue. And it is incredibly damaging to the American public. So,
yeah,
yes,
and it's something that we have to stop. Jim, we've only got a minute left in this segment, then we've got to take a commercial break. Actually, less than a minute now, but let me, no, actually not less. But anyway, let me say this. Sorry, folks, that you have to put up with this little administrative banter, for lack of better terms. But let me tell you, I do not, for the life of me, understand, and I know that our regular listeners who are active on the blog, we get over 100 comments a day on a good day on the blog, and we got some incredibly brilliant comments on there. And I want to say that our regular listeners who happen to be active on the blog have really taught me personally a lot, and that is the negativity that happens to be going on with the current administration. And I have to believe, and after the break here, Jimmy, we can talk about this, obviously, if you want to elaborate, but I have to believe the only reason the progressives are doing this is because they want more voters